Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2457 with a release date of Friday, November 29th, 2024, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is the QST. An air leak on the ISS mystifies space agencies. New rules are being considered for the 5.9 gigahertz band, and Santa Claus believes in amateur radio. Do you believe in him? All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2457 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent weekly amateur radio news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Picayune, Mississippi, here is Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
Our top story takes us into outer space, where there's a mystery aboard the ISS. Part of the spacecraft continues to be leaking air. John Williams, VK4JJW, tells us how the U.S. and Russian space agencies are dealing with it.
An air leak in the Russian section of the International Space Station has apparently worsened since it was first discovered 5 years ago, according to SpaceNews.com. The leak is in the vestibule that connects the Russian module with a docking port. Bob Cabana, who chairs the ISS Advisory Committee, said that even as the Russian team looks for and hopes to remedy the cause, Roscosmos believes that there is no immediate danger to the crew or the spacecraft. NASA, on the other hand, maintains that the leak compromises the safety of the Russian service module, saying that a little more than 2 pounds of air has been escaping daily. AMSAT News Service reports that, according to NASA's Office of the Inspector General, Roscosmos believes it can take sufficient safety precautions on behalf of the service module if the risk from the leak grows too great. Both space agencies agree that the hatch to the service module should be shut permanently at that point. AMSAT News Service said that this would mean one fewer docking port available to receive cargo from spacecraft arriving to make a delivery to the ISS. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
The FCC has intensified its focus on the 5.9 gigahertz band, where new rules are being finalized for the use of cellular delivery of communications to and from cars and trucks on the road. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, brings us the details.
Intelligent Transportation Systems, or ITS, scored a big gain in late November as the FCC voted on a proposal enabling the use of...
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GVK.